Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Knew a lot of people growing up at school that were very good in class, discussions, everything, smashed the report cards, but some would get incredibly nervous and sort of flunk out when it came to doing actual tests.
Yeah, like there's a lot of pressure.
Just get that nervous. How did you used to go when you had to do tests at school? Did you ace the tests or?
Academic tests, yes. Drug tests, not so much. No. I was usually pretty calm, cool, calm and collected when it came to testing.
Yeah, I was pretty oblivious when it came to these sort of tests. You know, back in the old days, you just like have a HB pencil and you just scribble inside a bubble, A, B, C or D to try and work out how smart you were and everything. But the NAPLAN testing has been the national standard, I think, for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. And well, they're moving away from the paper versions of the tests. They're moving the whole thing online now.
For the first time, the assessment will be online and questions will be tailored to each student's ability.
If they're doing really well, they'll get slightly harder questions. If they're not doing quite so well, they'll get slightly easier questions.
Yeah, years 3, 5, 7, 9 recently completed their NAPLAN test. I think 1.2 million students over 9,500 schools. But that little part at the end there where it tailors the test to suit the individual.
Mm.
We never had that back in the day. It was just, here's the questions, good luck, try your best.
Yeah, that's it. But this tailors itself to how your performance is during the test.
Yeah,
so,
and the whole thing.
Those are the kids that can't even get their name right. It's like, okay, like dial it right down.
Yeah, what happens? There's a little clippy the clipboard come up and go, psst. Yeah. That's not the answer.
That's not it. It's not what you're looking for. I would have thought the kids might be a bit reluctant to do an online test like this, given that the past couple of years with all the online learning, they might want to move away from the screens. But when I saw this story last night, they were asking a couple of the kids how they felt about doing NAPLAN online. One of the kids was like, oh, it's good because instead of having to, you know, flip back through pages, I can just get back to a previous question with a couple of clicks of the mouse button. You're like, yeah, it's exhausting doing this. Turning a sheet of paper over.
I'm suffering RSI all these years.
And
that's later.
Like, another kid said, like, oh, no more getting like a sore hand from a pencil. You're like, you might want to work on your pencil grip, mate. I don't know how hard you're holding onto this pencil.
Yeah, you got a feel for these kids, though, as I mentioned, years 3, 5, 7, and 9. And it's one of those things that isn't held every single year, I don't think. I think it's every couple of years. It has been for a while. So it turns out some of the students haven't done a NAPLAN test for like 4 years or so. So they're nervous as to how things are going to play out.
Don't be nervous. It's just so the administrators can figure out where to do funding and stuff. It's
exactly right.
Just chill, kids.
Chill,
it's all
chill
good.
Out.
It's all good.
You're probably thinking, though, all online now, what about the opportunity to cheat? Because what, you just go to Google if you don't know the answer to something?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how it works? No, they've got a way of blocking that, as it turns out.
The temptation to cheat has also been factored into the new look test.
The lockdown browser blocks everything so that they can't access dictionaries, they can't access the internet to do research or anything like that.
We had that in the 1990s, well before the internet or encyclopedias, wasn't it? Now they know how we feel. We couldn't exactly go to Google back in the day. It wasn't invented yet.
No, that's it.
But as it turns out, there's sort of weighing up the options of this test in the future, because the way it is at the moment, they're having it, I think we're up to like term 2 maybe of the school year, so by the time they get the results back, it'll be the end of term 3, which is a bit too late in the year. So I think next year, obviously it's going to be online once again in its entirety, but I think they're doing it in term 1, so they get the results back a bit earlier in the year.
Oh, okay, that's a smarter way
so
to do it.
So that's a smarter way of doing things. But I'm just sort of thinking about how things have changed between, you know, when I was at school and how it is now. Back when I was at school, we didn't have the NAPLAN test, none of this online business. We had a test called the basic skills test, you know. Remember that one from back in the day?
Yeah.
And, well, you know, I was always taught that skills pay the bills. If you want to know how I went in that test, well, let's just say I've got a sheet that's on top of my fridge. It says overdue and it's an electricity notice. So work out how I went in that test.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
In September, I'll be going to Melbourne because we've got family down there, Vera and Carlos. They've got a little girl, Isabella. She was born 2 years ago. And when she was born, Vera and Carlos said, we would like you to be the godfather of little Isabella.
Nice.
And I went, oh, okay. And for those that aren't a godparent, it's not like in the Godfather trilogy. You're not just ordering people whacked.
Yeah. So what, you can refuse? It's not
petting
an
a cat or anything like
it's
that.
It's an offer you can't refuse or you can refuse?
You can refuse it, but, you know, obviously they're family, so you go, okay, glad to help out. Unfortunately, COVID struck, and here we are 2 years later. Finally, we have the chance now. They're like, we're booking in Isabella's baptism. We need you to come down in September. I'm like, I will be there. What do you need me to do? And they say, you need to bring your proof of baptism. You need to show that you were baptized in the Catholic faith, which I was when I was about 8. I was a late baptism. I'm like, is it really? Isn't the fact that I still have my Catholic guilt enough to prove that I was indoctrinated into this religion? They're like, no, we need your baptism papers. So baptizing is essentially like, it's like giving you like a wristband so that when you meet the bouncer out the front of God's club, when you croak, it's like, beep, coming in. Oh, you're one of us. In you come.
All right. So is a baptism the same as a christening? Is it the same?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. They wet your head. They rub a bit of oil on your forehead. I think I got a little bit of audio from when it happened to me way back in 1983. It was... It was a messy baptism, but I did get baptized. The problem is, I don't have the certificate to show that I was baptized.
Records? So how are they keeping these records?
Yeah, I called Mum yesterday. I'm like, do you have my certificate? She's like, oh no, your dad, because Dad's the Catholic in the family. He wanted us baptized. She's like, your dad would have that. I'm like, okay. Get on the phone to Dad. What does he say? Oh no, your mum would have that. I'm like, oh my!
Let me just check the filing cabinet out the back. One of those little expandable folders where you just browse through your paperwork.
So I'm having to send an email to Stella Maris Catholic Church in Queensland going, hi, you may not remember me, but way back in 1983 when I was a shorter heathen, you guys baptized me. Do you happen to have any paperwork around this that you could send to me? That'd be really good.
And you'll get like back a correspondence. Ah, oh, yes, I remember it well. We called you Bad Brad.
You were the screaming child. The smoke rose off your body when we put the holy water on you. So I'm hoping I'll hear back from them today. But it's, you know, it makes it so difficult when you've got to track down paperwork like this. Like, couldn't we just, after everything we've gone through over the past couple of years with COVID, surely the church would have like a service G.O.D. app. Where I would have my proof of baptism, a digital proof of baptism on an app where I can just show it at the church. It'd be so handy, but now I'm not sure what's going to happen. I might have to get a baptism booster. I might have to get re-baptized.
Or maybe a fraudulent baptism document.
Oh, well, yeah.
If like that exists.
A black market forgery or something. I'm just saying, if there's any ordained priests listening who'd like to help me out, like I've got a little shell pool and a bottle of olive oil at home, so $50 cash in the hand. If you can do a quick backyard baptism for me, it'd really help me out.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
I reckon in my latter years, one day I'm going to pen a book about just how to beat the man and scam the system, all within the confines of mostly the rules and laws of this country.
Once you figure out how to do it.
Once I figure out how to read and write, and then after that will come then the process of getting someone to, I'm laying there on a lounge to just transcribe it all for me. But basically, I always love it when I can get one over the man. Like, I'm always get excited when I see, like, you know, lunch specials, dinner specials, things like that, where I feel like I'm finally coming out on top. But last few years, like, man.
This is just something they offer to everybody.
I know.
I love how you think it's, you're like, yeah, I found a loophole. It's like, no, that's just their specials.
Yeah, there's plenty of loopholes, my friend. You just got to try and, you know, invest in these sort of things. But obviously voting early, it kicked off Monday. I was pretty excited about that. Skipping down there like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz to see the wizard. Got down there.
And this is not because you want to see, someone elected to represent you or anything. You know, you're that keen on the democratic process that you just cannot wait to get involved with the pre-polling. You just want to get it out of the way.
Yeah, I really have matured the last few years. There's no more drawings on ballot papers anymore. Now I'm actually putting in and filling it out with numbers.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I've progressed so far. But, yeah, drove down to the field at Bega, the showground to get the thing done. I saw all the posters out the front, drove straight in the driveway, almost straight up to the door. I'm like, here we go. This is going to be good. This is going to be smooth. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, hang on a sec. It's a bit of an ambush. You can see a few little tents set up with people waiting to just try and give you bits of paper.
Last minute hard sell on their candidates.
Yeah. I'm very polite. So I've got a system that works wonders. What you do is, when you get out of your car, you pretend you're on the mobile phone. No one bothers the man who's on the mobile phone, do they?
That's true.
Pretending on the mobile phone, talking to no one, walking past, no one even offers me a bit of paper because that's just rude.
I've used that in the past when I've been at a shopping centre and people are trying to stop me like because they want me to buy raffle tickets or whatever. So mobile phone's a good one. Yep. You could also dress up as something that they don't want to be associated with. So if you have like a full Nazi uniform when you get out of your car, no one wants to be seen handing you a pamphlet.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, stay clear.
Mobile phone thing also works when you go to a sporting event and maybe you're trying to sneak into a section with more expensive tickets than what you've got. That works. Another one too is having a beer in both hands and sort of gesturing like the tickets in
oh,
your pocket.
Oh, my hands are full.
Yeah,
I
go, oh, I can't, the tickets, and they're like, oh,
although
just
I don't know if
through.
You can use that at pre-polling. Let's see you look up to the...
How long are you going to spend studying the form guide in here?
Just tuck the pencil behind my ear. It's a two-drink minimum voting process.
Yeah, finally got in there, unharmed, unscathed at this point. Yep, no worries, bam, bits of paper. And then it gets to the point where it's like, I think on the smaller sheet for the Edelman era, it's like, all right, 1 to 10 or something like that. And on the big one, it's all right, you can do 1 to 10 below the line or 1 to 6 above the line. And above the line, I recognised about two parties there, as per usual. I'm going, I have no idea what the rest are.
Really?
It's like some sort of science party. There's an animal welfare party. There's some sort of, when I see the word Democrats and so on, I don't even know what that means. Okay, I don't know what any of this is, as per usual. So I tried to fill it out the best I could, walked out of there, got to keep the pencil. Loving that, of course, in and out within about 5 minutes. So what's not to love about that? Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden I got home, checked the mailbox. What do you think's waiting for me in the mailbox again?
More election junk mail.
Yep.
Of course.
And at this point, it's not just the loose pamphlets. Now it's in an envelope. It's like to the resident at whatever the address is. Then you open up and you go, oh, they've got me again. It's like getting punked. I'm waiting for Ashton Kutcher to come running out or something like that. But you know what I mean? Like back in the day in the 90s, these at its peak when you're getting junk mail, you had all your grandparents had the same sticker, no junk mail, please, and things like that on there. I reckon there's a way to stop these pamphlets from turning up in your mailbox. I reckon I should start this like a Kickstarter campaign of already voted champ on the mailbox. What's the
point? Do you
reckon
that'll stop them?
Probably not. But what's the point of dropping off pamphlets to me when they know I've already voted? If I've outlined on my mailbox, already voted.
Yeah.
If I can just get this up and running, if I can get you on the investment ground floor on this, how much are you willing to put in? That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.